Good morning. Welcome to Global Time with Christ Jesus. I am Sister Christine Lemay, and I invite you one more time to join us on Global Time with Christ Jesus. Today is Thursday, August the 7th, and it's a beautiful morning. So I would like to go into prayer, thanking God for yet another day that He has spared our lives and bring us together one more time to glorify His name. Heavenly Father, we come to You in no other name but Your Son, Jesus Christ, thanking You for all that You have done, thanking You for watching over us one more night and bringing us to see Your beautiful morning light. Father, as we gather here this morning, I pray and I ask for Your Spirit to take control, that everything we say, everything we do would be for the honor and glory of Your name, and that Your will be done. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Again, welcome to Global Time with Christ Jesus. We are on the air every morning at 6 a.m. just praising and lifting up the name of Jesus and bringing our petition before Him, because He promised us that He cares for us and that He will keep and watch over us. I have a few scriptures. Again, my name is Sister Christine Lemay, and on behalf of Pastor Aubrey Gregory, I am your host this morning. I have a few scriptures that I would like to share with you. And it's about what we do every morning, you know. People might wonder why we come on air every morning at 6 o'clock, but this is what we do, and this is what the Word has encouraged us to do. The first scripture is taken from Acts chapter 20. Verses 28 to 35, and it says, "Keep watch over yourself and all the flock of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. Be shepherds of the church of God, which He bought with His own blood. I know that after I leave, savage wolves will come in among you and will not spare the flock. Even from your own number, men will arise and distort the truth in order to draw away disciples from them. So be on your guard. Remember that for 3 years I never stopped warning each of you, night and day, with tears. Now I commit you to God and to the word of His grace, which can build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified. I have not coveted anyone's silver, gold, or clothing. You yourself know that these hands of mine have supplied my own need and the need of my companion. In everything I did, I show you that by this kind of hard work, you must help the weak. Remembering the words the Lord Jesus Christ Himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive." And these were the words of Paul to the church. So in my heart, this is one of the reasons why we come together every morning to pray, to remember the weak, to remember those who are less fortunate, and to remember those who need prayer, and sometimes they cannot pray for themselves, so we intercede and we stand in the gap every morning with love and with concern for others. This morning, I would like us to reflect or to have our thoughts on the care and love of others. Sometimes we get so caught up in our own problems and in our own little world that we forget about others. We do not deliberately, but we get so engulfed in our own affairs that we only think about what is happening to us, what is going on with us. We only think about what we need and what we want. And we seem to forget sometimes that there are others around us, like our unsaved loved ones. There are so much that we could pray for and be concerned about others. And I know with myself, when I pray for others or I encourage others or I just think about other people, it lessens my burden and it encourages me to know that He cares and He sees and He knows everything. So this morning I would like us to sort of concentrate on the needs and the cares of others. We do that every day, but as I said, sometimes after we get off the prayer line, we get so involved and so wrapped up in our own affairs and our own concern that we just do it once for the day, and then we, I wouldn't say forget, but we concentrate more on ourselves. I would like to read another scripture which is taken from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 3. This is another scripture that Paul had spoken to the church, and it goes, "As a prisoner for the Lord, then I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There's one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. But to each one of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it. This is why it says, when he ascended on high, he led captive in his dream and gave gifts to men." So this is another scripture that encourages us to be patient, be humble, be gentle, spread God's love, and most of all, to care for others. Again, you are free to make your request known. If you have any praise report or any testimony that you would like to give, you are free to come in on any given time and let your prayer request be made known. I would like us, I have a prayer request that I would like the saints to touch and agree with me. I have a friend who called me up last night and asked me to pray for her. She's going to court this morning, and she would like God's favor on her situation. I would like all to, for us to continue remembering those who are sick in body, or those who are spiritually drained, those who are weak and need our support and our prayer. I would like someone to start us off by praying for those who are sick and those who are shut in, those who are physically ill. Did someone take that up? Or hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, okay.
Can you hear me?
I was just making sure that I was being heard.
Can you hear me, Sister Christy?
Yes, Sister Florence. Good morning. Are you hearing me?
Yes, I hear you. Good morning.
Good morning, Sister Florence. God bless.
Father, we thank you this morning, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that we come to you and we're able to come to you and make our request known. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you, Lord God, because you watched over us as we slumbered and slept last night and woke us up with a mind on you, oh God, to come and make our request known and to give you the thanks and praise for what you have done for us. Lord God, we lift up everyone that is sick among us today, oh God. The ones that's in the hospital, oh God, raise them up and bring them out. Lord God, you said by your stripes we are healed, so we claim in healing in our bodies, oh God. Touch, heal, and deliver us from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, oh God. Those that are weak, oh God, build them up and let them come back to the fold, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for you said healing is your children's bread, and by your stripes we are healed. So I'm claiming healing from everyone that is sick, everyone that's in the hospital. Serafina, raise her up, oh God. She needs a miracle right now, oh God. And those that are sick among us in our congregation, oh God, touch, heal, and deliver them right now, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you and praise you because you are God all by yourself. You said you bore our sickness and our diseases, and by your stripes we are healed. So we claim in healing in our bodies, healing in our soul, our hearts, oh God. Let us come together and give you the praise, oh God. Raise those up that are sick among us, oh God. Let them will be well again and bring them back to the fold, oh God. We just thank and praise you because you are God all by yourself and we don't need any other, oh God. We thank and praise you for the opportunity. We thank you for all that you have already done. We thank you for what you're doing in our lives. We thank you for what you're going to go do. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we just praise you. We give you glory. We give you all the honor. And give you all the praise in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you. We glorify you. We love you. We thank you. We praise you. We lift up our pastor. Give him strength, oh God. Build him up where he's toned down and prop him up where he's weak, oh God. And give him insight of what you want him to do and where you want us to go. Help him to continue to carry out the vision that you've given us, given him for this this church, our tabernacle, our body of Christ, and we bless his wife as well, oh God. Let him continue to do the work that you set before them, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we just thank and praise you, and we give you all the glory and honor that you so rightly deserve, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we thank you and we praise you. We give you glory in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much for that presence, Florence. And we thank God for given us this heart and the mind to pray and to care and to be concerned about those who are ill and those who are not in good health. We thank God for our strength and for our health that we are able to give out to others as they need. I would like to read another scripture. It is taken from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And as I said today, I would like us to focus and to concentrate on the need of others. There are so much people who are hurting. There are so much people who doesn't know which way to turn. The problems and the cares of this world have drained them. And most time we see people walking and he doesn't know the burden that they are carrying. So this is one of the ways that God has provided for us to reach out and to cry out for the needs of others. This scripture is taken from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, and it starts on verse 12. Now we ask you, brothers, to respect those who work hard among you, who are over you in the Lord, and who admonish you. Hold them in the highest regard and love because of their work. Live in peace with each other. And we urge you, brothers, warn those who are idle. Encourage the timid. Help the weak. Be patient with everyone. Make sure that nobody pays back wrong for wrong, but always try to be kind to each other and to everyone else. Be joyful always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Do not put out the Spirit's fire. Do not treat prophecy with contempt. Test everything. Hold on to the good. Avoid every kind of evil. And this is what I'm talking about this morning. And this is what we ought to do, not only 6 o'clock to 6:30 in the morning, but this is how we are supposed to walk and to think all day long. And I know sometimes, as I say, it is not easy because we ourselves have so much going on with us and so much need and so much, wrapped up in so much of our own situation that we not deliberately forget that when we pray for others, God honor it and he sees and knows our problem and our trouble. And when we give ourselves in prayer or our time or just a word of encouragement or a smile, he will honor that and he will take care of our problem. And most of the time, as I say, we forget that that is what it's all about, to lift up others, to encourage others, to pray for others, and in so doing, you encourage and lift up yourself. I know it works for me because sometimes somebody called me to ask for prayer, and after I finish praying for them, I feel so good, so lifted. I'm like, okay. And most of the time, somebody asks me to pray, 5 out of 10 times it's something that you are dealing with too. And, you know, you're like, wow, somebody else is going through some of the things that you are going through. So I just want to encourage everyone to, you know, sort of forget yourself for a day or forget yourself for a moment and pray for somebody else. This morning I would like to also lift up people who are going to court this morning. I have, I know someone who is going to have a court matter this morning, and she has asked me to pray for her so that God will grant her favor,
yes,
and that this court matter would be dealt with as God sees fit. And also those of you who have court matter or who are dealing with any legal procedure, whether it's immigration or anything that is concerning court matter, that we would pray that God will grant you favor and that you could use this prayer for your situation. Father, I come to you this morning in no other name but the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, you said that we bring our care and we bring our burden to you because you care for us. And this morning I lift up my friend Sabrina, who has a court matter, Lord, and she's looking at you for direction. She's looking at you, Lord, to show her what to do, how to do it, and when to do it. Father, I pray that you take this matter in your hand. You are the greatest judge. You are the greatest physician. You are the judge and the jury, Lord. And I ask that you grant her favor in the court this morning with this matter. Lord, I pray and I ask that you have mercy upon her and that you show yourself mighty and you show yourself strong. Show her, Lord, that she can depend on you for everything and nothing is too small or too big for you. Father, I lift up everybody else who has legal matters before them this morning or any other morning, Lord, that you will grant them favor with you and with man, and that you would show them that they can trust in you in even court matters and even legal matters. You are everything, Lord. I thank you for proving yourself. I thank you for doing it because I know it is already done. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Again, if there's any prayer requests or there's any praise report, any testimony that you would like to share with us, you are free to come in at any time. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, then we would go on, and I would like to pray for the past few months we've been praying for bereaving families, and last night I was lying down and I was just reflecting on, you know, how good God has been to us, and I thought about families who have lost loved ones in fires, who have lost loved ones in accidents, who have lost loved ones in any way. And, you know, I think I say at the moment when it happened, we pray and we ask God to give them the strength, but they also need the strength after the effect of the death or after the effect of the disaster. It's not only at that moment they need prayer. They need prayer for going on, for carrying on with their daily life, for continuing to be strong. And I would like us to pray for bereaved families who have gone through disasters and have to go on no matter what. They have to carry on, and sometimes it's not easy. Some of us have experienced losing a loved one, and we know that some days we are good and some days it's just like where to turn and what to do. So I would like someone to lift up the bereaving and those who have lost loved ones within the past couple months or the past couple years, because it takes years for you to come back to, I would be your normal self. Thank you, Jesus. Would someone please get up and pray? Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We thank you for this time that you have given us, Lord. We bring our burden to you. Father, we come to you in your other name, but in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Listen up your people, Lord. Listen up your generation, Lord. You have taught us, Lord, that in everything to give thanks, in every circumstance to see you in it, in every circumstance, Lord, we ought to give thanks because everything, nothing happens without your permission, Father. And this morning, we lift up the bereaved families everywhere. We lift up, Father, families who have gone through the loss of a loved one or the loss of a loved one. Because, Lord, it seems like every time we turn around, there's some disaster where not one, not two, but several lives are lost. Father, we come this morning lifting up everyone, whether we know them or not, who are going through a period of bereavement. We ask that you continue giving them the strength to go through and to continue, Lord, because we know, Lord, that it's only your strength and your encouragement, your mercy and your grace to see them through whatever it is that they are going through, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you comfort parents who have lost children. Father, we bring before you those children that have been killed in the fighting and the war that is going on in Israel. Lord, these are children that have father, that have mother, that have siblings. And we ask that you strengthen these families, strengthen these individuals, Lord. We lift up the families of the several plane crash that we have had within the past year, or within the past few months, Lord. We lift up these families. Some of them have not even received the remains of their loved ones yet. So, Father, we ask that you give them the strength to go through. You give them the daily strength, Lord, to take one day at a time. Let this be an opportunity for them to turn to you. Let this be an opportunity for them to see your power, Lord, and to feel your power, and to see your love, and to feel your fear, Lord. Father, we lift up families who have lost loved ones in fire, or who have lost loved ones in accidents, who have lost loved ones in natural disaster, Lord. I bring that family in Jersey City, Lord, who have lost, the children have lost their parents in that freak storm last week, Lord. Father, I lift up the children, Lord. Father, they are so tender and so young, Lord, who lost their parents. I pray, Lord, that you will surround them with people who know you, the people who know of your love and know of hope in you, Lord, that they will minister to these children, that they will minister to these individuals, that they will minister to these family, Lord, who have lost their loved ones. Father, and that your love will prevail over every situation, and that you will send people who know you and who believe and trust in you to pray and to lift them up daily, Lord. This is not a 1 minute thing or a 1 hour thing. Help us, Lord, to remember these individuals daily, Lord, to lift them up in prayer and to encourage those who we know that we could call and encourage and to keep them strong and in your love. We ask and we call it done in Jesus' name. We pray. Amen. Amen. Those of you who are going to be bereavement or who have lost loved ones or even friends and family, you can take this prayer and let it strengthen your heart, knowing that God is in control and nothing happens without His permission. We have a few more minutes if there's anyone with a prayer request or a praise report. You can make your request known now. Okay, I would like to pray for Pastor Aubrey Gregory and his beautiful wife, that God will keep them and bless them. And as the Bible says, we ought to pray for those who have rule over us, those who over us and admonish us. We ought to hold them in the highest regard, in love, because of their work. Father, I lift up Pastor Aubrey Gregory and Sister Elizabeth Gregory this morning. And I ask that you touch them in a most special way, that you strengthen them, Lord, where they are weak, that you provide for their every need, Lord. Father, you see and you know everything. And I ask, Lord, that you strengthen them, that you give them the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding to do what you have given them to do, Lord. Lord, I grant them favor with you and with man. Bless their going out and their coming in. Provide for their every need, Lord. Lord, I thank you for what you are doing in their life, Lord. I thank you for all that you have given Pastor, Lord. I thank you for all that you are doing in his life, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for just giving us him as our pastor. And, Lord, I pray that as he walks and he talks with you daily, that you will strengthen him, that you will strengthen him spiritually, you will strengthen him physically and mentally. Father, and I pray and I ask that you give Sister Liz the courage, the boldness, and the strength to be the first lady that you have ordained her to be. Father, when she's discouraged, I pray that you encourage her heart, encourage her spirit, her heart and his spirit, Lord, that he will go forth and do your will for your kingdom according to your will. In Jesus' name we pray. Touch him now, Lord, strengthen his body. Give him the courage, Lord, to go forth with boldness and preach and say what does say the Lord as he go about his daily chores, Lord. I pray that you open his spiritual eyes even the more. You open his spiritual ears even the more to hear from you, Lord, and to follow your commandments as you have given it to him. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
I would like to thank each and every one of you for being on the prayer line this morning. I would like to ask God to keep you and bless you, for you to be encouraged in whatever situation or ever or whatever burden that you are carrying. I pray and I ask God to keep you and for your faith and your strength in God to elevate and for God to just watch over you in everything that you say and everywhere that you go. May the peace of God be with you. I would like to just give a benediction, and it's taken from 1 Thessalonians
chapter 4. May God himself, chapter 4, verse 23, may God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you too and too. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who called you is faithful, and he will do it. I thank God again for each and every one of you for joining us one more time on the prayer line. And again, if there's anyone with a prayer report or a prayer request, this is the opportunity. We have a few more minutes before we go off the line.
Praise the Lord. Good morning, Sister Christine.
Good morning, Sister Jennifer.
I couldn't speak before because there was some interruption in the background. I didn't want it to be heard on the broadcast. But I just want to give God thanks this morning for yet another day. And all of God's promises, like Pastor has been reminding us, there's so much that we have to be thankful for. And we know that we walk in victory because we're standing on God's promises. And so there's a little prayer that I would like to read that we could probably leave out with on this morning. It says, thank you for your promise. So I would like to read that prayer this morning. Father, and we could personalize it. As I read, we could personalize it for ourselves. Make it your own as you honor the Lord and give him thanks for all that he has done and ask his strength to go on. Thank him for all of his promises that we can stand on and we can believe and trust him because he's not a man that he would lie. But he is Lord God Almighty, and he's a covenant-keeping God, and whatever he says, he will do. Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus, my Lord, my Savior. I come to you with a heart of thanksgiving. I thank you for all the good things in my life, for you are the creator of all things, God, all things good. Father, I thank you for your presence. For in your presence is the fullness of my joy, and in your presence I am complete and whole. In your presence I have purpose. Because of your presence I am glad to be here, Father. I thank you for your plan that I might have a full life and enjoy it and have it in abundance to overflowing. Father, I thank you for your provisions, that all my needs are met according to your riches and glory, and that I may prosper in all areas of my life as my soul prospers. Father, I thank you for your protection, that your perfect love casteth out all fear, and that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Father, I thank you for your peace, the peace that passes all understanding, the peace that keeps me calm and secure through adversity, the peace that leads me through all the storms that come into my life. Father, thank you for my life and your presence in it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you for that presence.
Amen.
We ought to remember that it is through him that we are able to do anything, only through him. As again, thanking everyone for being on the prayer line this morning, for joining us and lifting up others in prayer. And as I say, it's not only from 6 to 6:30. It's prayer without ceasing. That means constantly, every minute, you have a prayer in your heart, you think about others,
sometimes you just forget about your burden, forget about your troubles, and just pray for somebody else. And believe me, it will encourage your spirit. You will forget about your burden. You will forget about what is troubling you. And you will feel better in your spirit, knowing that God is hearing you for yourself and for others. Again, I would like to say thank you. We have a few minutes again. If you have a prayer request or a praise report, you are free to come on at this time, right now.
I have a praise report, Sister Christine.
Yes,
I know from time to time, Pastor, been praying for people that are unemployed for employment, and he prayed yesterday, too, for people that was unemployed. Well, I thank God that my grandson, Andre, finally got a job.
Thank you.
And this is his second week, so I'm just praying that he keep it and stick with it. It's long hours, but he's trying to master it. So I thank God for that, because he's been trying to get a job for a long time, because sometimes you have, when you have a problem with the law, it's hard to get a job, you know, to check your background and all that stuff. So, but he finally got a job, and this is his second week, so I thank God for that. And I think I told Pastor the other day when I was at the office that I thank God, because, you know, we've been praying for people and praying and praying, and that they find employment. And the young lady that we were in touch with, she got two jobs. So we just thank God for his goodness and his
Amen. And
his provision, for he will provide our needs according to his riches and glory. So I thank God for that.
Amen. And also we have to remember that we are praying for breakthroughs.
Amen.
And these are some of the breakthroughs that God will break through with job, that God will break through with healing, that God will break through with whatever we need him to break through with. We pray and we believe and we know that breakthrough are gonna happen. It is gonna happen. That is why we just have to praise him.
Yes.
Pray for others. Pray without ceasing. And I have a thing that pray until you see something happen.
Amen.
Don't just pray 6 o'clock in the morning and then say, okay, that's it. So again, continue praying for others as we pray for ourselves. God bless each and every one of you, and have a blessed and victorious day. See you back here tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. where we will have global time with Christ Jesus. Shalom. Have a blessed day, everyone.
You too. Bless.